Living here in the middle of Kansas, most of us haven't had a great deal of experience with seas and the perils that a sudden storm can bring up when one is out on the midst of the sea. But we do know a lot about water and the power of water. You know, years ago there was a flood here in Dodge City, and we learned real rapidly what a flood can do. We've seen what happened down in Louisiana and Mississippi with Katrina and the sea waters that were blowing up onto the land. We remember the tsunami that hit about 2.5 years ago. We know something of the power of water. The first reading for the Mass today was chosen to tie into the gospel reading. Now, it's just a little snippet, and so it might be kind of hard to kind of focus on what that reading was all about. But it's part of a much larger thing about in the book of Job. You know, Job is questioning the Lord. You know, Job was a rich man, a comfortable man, and suddenly just loses everything, even his health. And he's asking why. And finally, after Job has done that for a while, the Lord speaks to him, it says, from the midst of the tempest, the storm. And God begins to say to Job, look, you're so wise, do you understand all these things? He says, you know, who set the earth on its foundations? You know, who did this, who did that? And of course, Job has no answer. And one of the things that God gives him is, who set the limits of the sea? Who said to those waves, you can go this far and no further? God is really saying to him, Job, I am the creator. I had the wisdom to do this. Back off, Job. In the gospel reading, we have that incident of a storm at sea. Apparently, the Sea of Galilee is one of those seas that a storm can blow up really rapidly. And when it does, it can be quite violent if you're caught out on the water. Well, that's what had happened. And again, Jesus, by his actions, by calming the wind and the sea, is saying something similar to what God is saying to Job. You know, look, I'm in charge here. I have the power to control the wind and the sea. I am the Lord. Now, what I'd like for you to do for a moment is in your imagination, put yourself in the boat. And imagine that you're there and it's blowing all over and the boat's filling with water and you're terrified. And then suddenly, you hear Jesus say, be still, quiet. And everything calms down. What would you be feeling? What would your reaction be? Wouldn't you be asking, who is this? How could he do that? Where did he get that authority? Wouldn't you be overwhelmed that this person that you thought was nothing but a person could suddenly calm the winds and the seas? And wouldn't you have to begin thinking about him as something greater than just an ordinary person? Now, it is that person, that Jesus, who calmed the wind and calmed the seas and healed the sick, that Paul is speaking about in the second reading. It is this person that Paul has come to believe is the Savior of the world, the source of life and salvation. It is this Jesus to whom Paul dedicated his life. And it is this Jesus to whom Paul is also inviting you and I to dedicate our lives. You know, this Jesus who calmed the seas and the winds, died on a cross for us. Not because he had to, but because he chose to. Because he loved us and wanted to give life to us, a life that would never end. If that really can sink into us, this God-man, who does not need us, chooses to die for us. And not only does he die for us, but he rises and then he, in a sense, reaches out to us through 2,000 years of history so far to draw us to himself and make us one with him. He does that through the sacrament of baptism. He draws us as members of his body so that we can become one with him and then he can present us to his Father and share with us that great relationship that exists between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. He wants us to be caught up in that for all eternity. And really our faith is about that, that being drawn to Christ Jesus, becoming one with him. It begins in baptism, but it has to continue. We have to continue to become more and more united to him so that he can draw us to himself, make us share that very life with us. You know, in that second reading, Paul talks about the fact that we are a new creation. We need to think about that. A new creation. It means that before, we were just people destined for eternal death. But we have been recreated into Christ. And now we're destined for eternal life. We're destined to share forever in the glory of our God. You know, that's why we come here each Sunday. We come here because we need to grow closer to this Christ Jesus. And we do that through growing closer to the other members of his body. I can't be one with Christ and be at odds with his body. And so we have to strive to grow in unity. And we come here to receive both the word of Scripture and the sacrament of his body and blood so that he can continue to draw us to himself, make us more and more one with him. That's what it's all about. That growing in unity with Christ Jesus. You know, if we can be stand in awe like those early apostles did on the boat, if we can stand in awe and wonder of what our God has done for us through Jesus, his Son, we will grow in love for this God-man. And we will grow in our desire to become one with him and to surrender our lives to him so that he who has surrendered his life to us can raise us up and bring us to the glory of eternal life in the kingdom of the Father. Just invite you this morning to try to open your hearts to appreciate the wonder of what our God has done for us, and then to respond with the gift of your life.